Whenever you hear the song Waka Africa by Manu Dibango, then it's time for African Perspectives. Welcome to African Perspectives, the show dedicated to the music of and issues about the African continent and Africans in Georgia and the entire Southeast. I am your host, Akino Yojo. As they say amongst the Bura people within the Adamawa Mountains of Nigeria, Maraba. Welcome to African Perspectives, our precious time together to add value to the idea of the mother continent through music and words. It is a delight to be with you again for our weekly gathering and celebration of the African continent and Africans. As we celebrate the third Sunday in the month of March, a happy Women's History Month to all of us. And as we started last week, this was exactly the season when the COVID-19 virus became a pandemic. We've all been living through a pandemic for a year, and we are still here, healthy. A song of gratitude to the Almighty. We welcome you to our third show in March, the show in which we always turn our attention to life and music of one of Africa's female musicians. Today's show will continue this tradition. In the past, we had focused on stars such as Benin's Angelique Kidjo, Ethiopia's Gigi, Mali's Wumu Sangare, and other legendary African female artists such as Madame Imbilabel of Congo and the late Mama Africa herself, Miriam Makeba. Today, we focus on Africa's up-and-coming superstar, Yemi Alade. We'll be sharing information on this rising star as we share some of our music for your enjoyment. We will still bring you a couple of news updates from the continent, including a brief but special focus on Africa's only female president, the president of Ethiopia. Here to open today's show is our featured artist, Yemi Alade, collaborating with Angelique Kidjo of Benin on the track Shekere. From the album Women of Steel to open up today's show. Enjoy.
Oh,
Welcome back to African Perspectives, coming to you from WUGA. A happy Women's History Month to all of our listeners. Annually, March is designated Women's History Month by presidential proclamation. The month is set aside to honor women's contributions in this society and across the world. The commemoration of the month began as a local celebration in Santa Rosa, California. The Education Task Force of the Sonoma County Commission on the Status of Women planned and executed a Women's History Week celebration in 1978. The organizers selected the week of March 8 so as to correspond with the International Women's Day. The movement spread across the country as other communities initiated their own Women's History Week celebrations the following year. And in 1980, a consortium of women's groups and historians led by the National Women's History Project, now known as the National Women's History Alliance, successfully lobbied for the national recognition. And in February 1980, President Jimmy Carter issued the first presidential proclamation declaring the week of March 8, 1980, as the National Women's History Week. And as the website womenshistory.org noted, subsequent presidents continued to proclaim a National Women's Week in March until 1987, when Congress passed Public Law 100-9, designating March as Women's History Month. Between 1988 and 1994, Congress passed additional resolutions requesting and authorizing the president to proclaim March of each year as Women's History Month. And since 1995, each American president has issued an annual proclamation designating the month of March as Women's History Month. The National Women's History Alliance selects and publishes the yearly theme. However, why Women's History Month? It is important so that we can spotlight the achievements of women as they serve by themselves as motivations for young girls, especially since highlighting women's historical achievements can inspire young women today. This will mean they will be able to go after their own dreams. Throughout the month, we are sharing inspiring stories to salute the countless women making impact on their communities, their nations, and the world. We are also sharing music made only by women throughout the month. As with other shows, we are also dedicating today's show to all of our mothers, our sisters, wives, daughters, and female friends. Here again is our featured artist, Yemi Alade, with Home. Enjoy.
Oh,
We are grateful for all the women making waves at home and around the world, those who dare to challenge the status quo. We particularly remember our featured artist today, Yemi Alade, as we share more information on her life and music. Born on the 13th of March, 1989, her birthday was just a few days ago, Yemi Eberechi Alade is a Nigerian singer, songwriter, actress, and activist who has become a major Afropop star in recent years, winning high-profile African Music Awards and topping 100 million YouTube views for her hit video, Journey. Yemi Alade was raised in a multi-ethnic home from Nigeria. Her father, James Alade, was a commissioner of police from Ondo State, southwestern Nigeria, while her mother, Helen Uzoma, is a native of Abia State, southeastern Nigeria. According to Alade, she taps from the Igbo and Yoruba ethnicities of her parents. Alade attended secondary school at Victory Grammar School, Ikeja, Lagos, and then the University of Lagos in Nigeria. During her university education, Alade took part in a TV talent show called Peak Talent Show, an American Idol-like show where she emerged the winner. She then signed on to FEZ Music Group and had a hit with a single, Journey, in 2014. 5 years later, in 2019, her smooth and vibrant music crossed over to U.S. audiences with the help of Beyoncé, who gave Alade a feature in her song, Don't Jealous Me. From the Lion King-inspired companion to the soundtrack, The Lion King, The Gift. Yemi Alade has gained prominence in the music industry following the release of her albums, The King of Queens and Mama Africa. These made her embark on world tours consecutively. In 2015 and 2016, she won the MTV African Music Awards for Best Female and was also nominated for the Artist of the Year in 2015, making her the first female to win the MAMAs for Best Female consecutively and then getting nominated for Artist of the Year. And in 2015, Alade was the first Nigerian female artist to be nominated for the MTV Europe Music Award, also known as the EMAs. She was nominated for Best African Act. Again, she was then nominated for the BET Awards for the Best International Act, Africa, both in 2015 and 2016. And so, here is the 2016 BET Best International African Act with the playful Yeba from the Women of Steel album. Enjoy.
Show me proposal. Only me alone. pay your house rent. You are chilling for island, squatting with John for Becca. Me, I know the undergrader. But the way you carry yourself, you the form, let's say you forget. Say she buy no day your pocket, your pocket, no day forget.
Gbogbogba iwo lejo ni o lejo ni iwo lo fe ko.
Shut up.
The music of BET's Best International Act of 2016, Yemi Alade, coming to you on African Perspectives on WUGA. We continue with our month-long commemoration of Women's History Month as we feature the music of Nigeria's rising star Yemi Alade and as we share some information about her life. Yemi Alade is additionally applauded for her creative and overwhelming stage performances, fashion, and music videos. She has won the Headies Award for Best Performer twice in 2018 and 2019. Alade sings in about 7 languages, including Igbo, Yoruba, Swahili, Pidgin, English, French, and Portuguese. Her music has been a great influence in many African countries and the world, as she is now being acclaimed as the new Mama Africa for her versatility in using different African languages and her attires, especially the performances in her songs and her videos. On 27 June 2020, Yemi Alade performed in the Global Goal Unite for Our Future that was sponsored by the Global Citizen aimed to deliver COVID-19 tests and treatments, especially in the most remote places in Africa and across the world. She performed along other international artists such as Shakira, Usher, Justin Bieber, and Quavo, Christine, and the Queens. In addition to the music, Yemi Alade has engaged in advocacy programs over the years. On November 7, 2018, she visited a secondary school, Victory Grammar School in Ikeja, and engaged in charity work through our foundation, the Ellen and James Pathway Foundation, helping students with eyesight challenges with equipment to help them see clearly. A year later, on November 15, 2019, Alade was featured on the Nairobi Summit on ICPD 25, for the movement of a global call for action that was meant as help for handicapped children in Kenya. She performed alongside Chokwi, and in 2020, she joined the United Nations Development Programme, the UNDP, to speak for protection and aiding of poor people across Africa affected by the coronavirus pandemic. Global Citizen also featured her in the campaign Unite for the Future. In partnership with Nelson Mandela Foundation and the MTV base, Yemi Alade joined one campaign on the movement Stand Together Against COVID-19. She was featured on the campaign, which collaborated with other African artists such as Tubaba, Ahmed Sultan, Ben Paul, Tenny, Amanda Black, Stanley Ino, and Betty G. Here again from Mama Africa album is Ms. Yemi Alade, performing with Sorty Soul on the track Africa. Enjoy.
White. It's an African one. Yay.
Beats by Emza.
Yeah, me, I like it. Sorty Soul. This my African hands, them gon' love you. Yeah. My African lips, them gon' kiss you. Let's
Kenyans will listen to you. My Kenyan legs will run to you. Nakama umekuja ku break down. Umekuja ku get down. Umekuja ku take chance. Hakuna matata eh. Kama umekuja ku lipa la eh. Kupiga dance yo.
September 23, 2020, Yemi Alade was appointed a Goodwill Ambassador for the United Nations Development Programme by the organization's administrator, Akim Steiner. She pledged to the UNDP that her focus will be on the Sustainable Development Goals, especially addressing the issues of inequality, addressing empowering women, and creating awareness for the impact of global climatic change. We wish Ms. Yemi Eberechi Alade, the new Mama Africa, the best of luck in her outstanding and growing musical career. We thank Wikipedia, as well as the artist's Facebook page, for the information that we shared with you today on the show. And as Yemi Alade grows into a true continental star, and as she lives up to the new title of Mama Africa, with her music produced in several languages and employed across the continent, we say Daalu or Oshe for the wonderful music. Meanwhile, in terms of news updates, tributes continue to pour in from across the Southern African region and across the world in honor of the late South African-based Zimbabwean star and Nkira, who died earlier this month in South Africa from injuries sustained in an armed robbery attack. The former Studio 263 actress reportedly died from injuries sustained during a robbery in Bedfordville, a suburb in Gauteng, Johannesburg, South Africa. Nkira rose to fame playing the popular role of Vimbai in the local soap Studio 263, which won many accolades due to his popularity in the early 2000s. I was able to see excerpts of the show in 2015 during my visit to South Africa. She was 38 years old. The late Anna Nkira also gained additional popularity a few years ago when she successfully lobbied the Zimbabwean government to ban the South African performer Zodwa Wabantu from performing at the Harare Carnival Street Party due to the South African dancer's salacious performances. The late TV star had argued that the South African dancer's performance would have been a travesty of Zimbabwe's culture. May the soul of the talented and beautiful South African television star rest in peace. Amen. Across the continent in Nigeria, West Africa, the All African Music Awards, AFRIMA, in solidarity with the United Nations International Women's Day 2021, honored the strength of women, calling for accelerated gender parity and better remuneration for women in the culture industry on the African continent. Themed as Women in Leadership, Achieving an Equal Future in a COVID-19 World, and the offshoot of the Choose to Challenge campaign, the International Women's Day 2021 turned the spotlight on the tremendous efforts by women and girls around the world in creating and sustaining the fight against COVID-19, their roles in shaping an equal future in the recovery from the pandemic, while also highlighting the underlying structural gender gaps that still exist. In our remarks, music executive and member of the international jury of the All African Music Awards for the diaspora in North Africa, Ms. Aja Kobele Keita, she gave credit to women entrepreneurs shattering the glass ceiling in the music industry. Here is one of those women who fought to shatter the glass ceiling in African music, the original Mama Africa, Miriam Makeba, with the classic, the Click song. Enjoy.
Oh,
the music of the original Mama Africa, Miriam Makeba, as we continue today to celebrate Women's History Month. Welcome back to African Perspectives on WUGA. A happy Women's History Month to all of our listeners. Throughout this month, we are sharing inspiring stories to salute the countless women making impact in their communities, their nations, and the world. These include women such as Africa's only currently serving female president in the person of Sahle-Work Zewde, Ethiopia's first female president. Madam Zewde is not only the first elected female president of Ethiopia, she's currently the only one female out of the 54 presidents in Africa. She took office on October 25, 2018, after being unanimously elected by members of the National Parliamentary Assembly. And as Al Jazeera website noted, the election of the first woman to presidency has raised hopes among women's rights groups for more gender equality in Ethiopia. An election as the first female president has been enthusiastically greeted in Ethiopia and across the continent, raising hopes among advocates for gender equality in the conservative country as well as the continent. The 68-year-old was unanimously approved to replace Mulatu Sehome, who resigned unexpectedly back in 2018. While the position of president is largely ceremonial, it carries important symbolic weight and social influence. The softly spoken veteran technocrat has worked in diplomacy for more than three decades. Born in the capital, Addis Ababa, Zewde attended university in France. After graduating, she served as Ethiopia's ambassador to France, Djibouti, Senegal, and the Intergovernmental Authority on Development, also known as IGAD. This is the regional trade bloc in East Africa. Prior to her election as president, she worked as a special representative of the United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres to the African Union and head of government of the United Nations Office to the African Union. She is fluent in French, English, as well as Amharic, Ethiopia's official working language. Her appointment follows the pattern established by the reformist Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed, who has appointed women to influential positions traditionally reserved for men, including Ethiopia's first female defense minister, Aisha Mohammed. Mufariat Kamil was appointed to lead the newly created Ministry of Peace, responsible for the police and domestic intelligence agencies. Since her appointment, Madam Zewde continues to serve as the only female head of state in Africa currently. Female presidents with executive powers, including Erling Johnson Sirleaf in Liberia, serving from 2006 to 2018, and Joyce Banda in Malawi, when she served from 2012 to 2014, have in the past been handful in few African countries. Here again is Miriam Makeba with I Shall Sing, as we continue our commemoration of Women's History Month. Enjoy.
I shall sing now, sing my song, yeah.
Before we depart today, let us bring some announcements about various events across the University of Georgia campus. We'll begin with the Africa Focus events. Firstly, we'd like to invite you to the Akpiro Africana Brownback Lecture organized by the African Studies Institute. The program is co-sponsored this semester by the UGA African Graduate Student Forum. The lecture series is being organized in a hybrid format, including an optional in-person presentation in room 217, Holmes Hunter Academic Building, with very limited seating, and simultaneous broadcast of the presentation on Zoom. The next Akpiro lecture for the spring semester will be this Wednesday, April 24, 2021. It will be presented by Oluwaseun David Adepoju, Global Challenges Faculty at the African Leadership University. He will be talking about Africa's illusion of inclusion in the global technology race. The event is free and open to the public. We hope to see you there. The following day, on Thursday, March 25, 2021, the 15th Annual Global Educational Forum on Sport will be taking place virtually here at the University of Georgia. Organized as a platform to embrace and celebrate diversity in research, teaching, and service, the Global Educational Forum is organized by the Department of Kinesiology of the Early College of Education and directed by Professor Rose Chepiato-Thompson, Professor of Kinesiology and core faculty member of the African Studies Institute. The one-day virtual event, holding from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., will feature keynote speakers, including the Africanist Dr. Wycliffe W. Njororai Simiyu, professor at the University of Texas in Tyler. For more information, please call the UGA Department of Kinesiology at 706-542-3148 or visit the event website at the College of Education /Global Educational Forum. Finally, as part of the Women's History Month, the UGA Institute of Women's Studies has put together a calendar event organized across the UGA campus for this month. The calendar is available at the Institute of Women's Studies website, www.iws.uga.edu. The next scheduled event for the month is the Institute of Women's Studies virtual film screening for the film Without a Whisper. The film, which features the message of where women's suffrage began, will be screened as from tomorrow, March 22nd, through Friday, March 26, 2021. It will be at various times during the week. For more information on the screening or for more information on the Women's History Month calendar, please visit the Women's Studies website, the iws.uga.edu, or call the Institute at 706-542-0049. Quite an active week of Africa-related events, as well as Women's History Month across the UGA campus. We continue to pray for the women of Africa and the women of the world as we celebrate Women's History Month.
Supposed to pop, it's supposed to chill. Passing where walk, supposed to dance, it's supposed to rock, it's supposed to flex. But don't you forget, yo, say no be by my yo. Always be thankful. Oluwana go de o. Rather no be crying me, yo. Spend your money, but always be thankful. Makaifa di go. Get If you dey live it for lucky, or you dey live it for shit, make you dey pop anything. Cause I'm not popping, yeah. We rocking Versace, oh. We driving Ferrari, cruising Bugatti, oh. Forever and ever, oh. We going higher, oh. We no go retire, oh. We getting paper, oh. This is see my desire.
And as we complete our third week in the month of March, the Women's History Month, let us close today's show by wishing all of us God's protection during these uncertain times as we continue to battle COVID-19 pandemic. Let us not forget, not everything is canceled. The sun is not canceled. The season is not canceled. Relationships are not canceled. Love is not canceled. Kindness is not cancelled, and more importantly, hope is not cancelled. We sincerely hope that we will all continue to follow the instructions and recommendations of health officials. We must ensure that we make the right choices to keep our loved ones and ourselves safe. May God's love, mercy, and blessings be showered on all of us for the rest of the year. Here with our final track on today's show, from the Diary of an African Woman album, is Yemi Alade with a Thanksgiving song to the Almighty. Nagode. Enjoy.
Mama, Mr. Cheeto on the beat.
Oh, la, 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 la. My beautiful mama, wonderful mama, my sweetie mama, my beautiful mama.
You hardly feel when wonderful mama. My sweetie mama. My beautiful mama.
Finally, on behalf of my colleague working with me to bring you African perspectives, Mr. Michael Cadden, we thank you for tuning in. For our featured rising African music superstar, Yemi Eberechi Alade, for Ethiopia's first female president, Sally Work Zwede, for all the different activities marking the Women's History Month organized by UGA's Institute of Women's Studies, for the Global Educational Forum coming up this Thursday, March 25, for our political, medical, and public health leaders during this difficult and ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, for the spirit of carefulness and never giving up that will ultimately save our world, and for you, our longtime listeners, who've been joining us weekly to celebrate Africa on WUGA for the last 24 years, we thank God for Africa and Africans. Whatever we do, we will not forget Africa. That'll be all for now. The views and opinions expressed on African perspectives do not necessarily reflect those of this station, the University of Georgia, or the Georgia Public Broadcasting. Thank you for tuning into African Perspectives on WUGA. On behalf of the African Perspectives team, I have been your host, Akindo Yojo, calling all Africans to the spirit of Ujamaa. Thank you for being with us today for our third show in March. We hope you've enjoyed it. If so, tune in next week as we round up our month-long commemoration of Women's History Month with a focus on women in politics on another edition of African Perspectives. Until then, I say Odiba, Kwaeri, Sanjima, Kachifo, Kombe, Subonana, Tiwanesa, Uriti, Dinawalu, and so long.